Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Davey Lopes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Eckersley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Eckersley. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting third. The left fielder, Von Hayes. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Jeltz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Virgil and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Dernier scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Davis reaches second base with a double. Moreland moves to third. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a pop-up towards short. Jeltz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel strikes out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to second. Kevin Gross now pitching. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopes takes first base on ball 4. Sandberg moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sandberg tags and scores. Matthews tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopes. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Lopes steals second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Russell reaches second base with a double. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston misplays the ball. That's an error on Dunston. Russell scores. Jeltz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Greg Gross pinch hits for Kevin Gross. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Zachary now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0-for-1 in the game. Eckersley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Lopes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards first. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dernier bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a pop-up towards short. Gelt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Lopes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0-for-2 in the game. Eckersley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeltz hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Stone pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charles Hudson now pitching. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz misplays the ball. That's an error on Jeltz. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Matthews is hit by the pitch. Sandberg moves to second. Leon Durham pinch runs for Gary Matthews. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz fields it and throws to second for the out. Sandberg moves to third. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopes. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Lopes steals second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sandberg tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Leon Durham now playing first base. Davey Lopes now playing left field. Keith Moreland now playing right field. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive towards short. Dunston reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz misplays the ball. That's an error on Jeltz. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0-for-3 in the game. Eckersley bunts towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Dunston moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies won. The Phillies will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeltz strikes out. One out. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Charles Hudson. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 3 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Anderson now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Moreland hits a line drive towards third. Schmidt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 4 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 3 in the game. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Carmen now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 4 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 3 in the game. Eckersley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 3 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Virgil reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Virgil scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Russell strikes out. One out. Darren Dalton pinch hits for Steve Jeltz. Darren Dalton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Don Carmen. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-4 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.